Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, people say that history will look back on both of them as the start of a revolution. I doubt it. The only way that starts is with hyperinflation or economic collapse. Historically, things get bad when the economy crashes, and that's usually when sides fight each other. I think it's going to be a coalition of the centrists and right-leaning people that put the left in check and go to war against the woke mind virus in colleges and other institutions. Up next, when JFK was ended, the left tried to pin the blame on conservatives. But in the end, it was one of their own, a far-left communist nut bar named Lee Harvey Oswald. Or so the rumor goes. I guess the more things change, the more they stay the same. You know what they say? The devil has no new tricks. Tyler Robinson apparently admired Nick Fuentes, but the messages of that were scrubbed. The left are a bunch of useful idiots trying to bring about Marxism. Soon AI will end capitalism and Marxism and bring about a neo-feudal order. Number 3, this man's English flag was pulled down by haters outside his house. So he did the only thing he could. He painted his entire house like the flag. What are they going to do now? Arrest the house. The English are masters at being passive-aggressive, and you just know that many Indians and Muslims in the UK will probably start painting their houses as well. Also, if you look really closely, you can see the lines that are drawn so you can actually turn it into a Union Jack. Moving on, they say that Antifa should be designated as a terrorist organization. But you know they won't. They haven't burned and destroyed enough cities and ended enough innocent people for that yet. At some point, they'll cross the line, and that's when the good old boys will put them in line. I fully support that Antifa has their next convention to be held in sunny El Salvador. There's plenty of room at Hotel MS-13. You can check in any time, but you can't leave. Number 5, gold prices keep rising and global gold production is still falling. Looks like we might have reached peak gold and the central banks are stacking. I finished stacking well over a decade ago, and usually the last thing to rise in the market are commodities like gold, before the markets crash. The central banks have been quietly buying up gold to put on their balance sheets. I suspect that they're expecting some kind of U.S. sovereign debt crisis, and they want to assure they survive to lend another day. Up next, instead of a civil war, this guy wonders why the left and the right just can't secede from each other like adults. People on the right would love to get rid of the woke left. But what they don't realize is that most of the wealth is now created by big tech and AI. Sure, the right would actually have the interior of America with all the oil and farmland, but it would lack sufficient entrepreneurial talent that takes risks. After all, being a conservative usually means you won't try new things and be open to new ideas and businesses. Number 7, this teacher is accused of raping a young student. What number is this for the year? Are we up to 50 or 60 by now? Why would she do such a thing? Also, why is half her face, her forehead, and chin? Does anyone notice that it's mostly female PDF files that are getting all the attention recently, as well as those that are migrants? I guess the male Caucasian ones are in short supply. And you just know that the left would parade them around in articles if they were really out there. Moving on, Bill says that his girlfriend made him a bowl of chili. Bill, don't get married to her because when she divorces you, that bowl will cost you $1,000 retroactively. I don't mean she's going to charge him the money. I mean, it's going to be coming out of alimony and child support payments. Also, I'm not sure about what I'm looking at here, but it looks like a mess, and she just cut up a bunch of random stuff and served it to him like she might her pets. Number 9, looks like Democrats are supporting violence against other Democrats, saying that if the Confederates had been punished like Nazis, we wouldn't have had this problem. They don't even realize that the Confederates were actually Democrats. Talk about a cell phone. Liberals always seem to get violent towards and end other liberals. Case in point, the French Revolution, where the Jacobins brought out the guillotine and paranoia and used it on their own people. Up next, working 40 hours a week made this woman realize why her dad emotionally neglected her as a child. So there's a good reason for her daddy issues after all. Her mother probably divorced her father because he was never home and had to go to work to provide for the family. It's also possible that she's realizing why nobody likes her in the office after nobody liked her as a kid. I'm just glad I've never had to go to the office grind longer than 6 months in my life. Number 11, France unveils an artificial heart that can beat forever. Brought to you by the makers of Crocs, apparently. Maybe now men will never experience a broken heart again. But seriously, now people can work until they're 100 and never have to worry about getting a heart attack. You just know that wives will be using this technology to keep their husbands alive as long as possible, so they continue to have a lackey around the house, and boomers can live longer and keep voting for policies that screw over other generations. Moving on, it's a sensational story. The top two tennis players in the world are both dating the same swimsuit model. Looks like they're a couple of Eskimo brothers, and that even professional athletes these days can't keep a woman all to themselves. What hope is there for the rest of us if they can't? Instead of dating her, I think the proper term is passing around. I also can't believe she's a so-called swimsuit model. She looks awful with that butter face. Number 13, with the economy getting worse, the Democrats are focusing on affordability in the upcoming elections. They've got a point because this is the most expensive vehicle to operate in 2025. And groceries are up both in the Trump and Biden administrations because both of them printed money and flooded it into the economy. I hope the left doesn't try and do what Mandani is suggesting and just let the government run its own grocery stores. You know he's going to try if elected mayor of New York. Up next, here's a fun prank. Make people study for 16 years and then just replace them with AI. I guess maybe this means that Gen Z and Alpha are about to get wrecked. Alpha has a better chance because they can react AI better while younger. It's the Zoomers that are screwed because of tons of college debt. But for all we know, they could all have personal robotic assistants and UBI can take care of their needs. Yeah, I don't believe the wealthy will just hand them free stuff either. Number 15, this Gorgon or Medusa doesn't want you to look at her chesticles and prefers that you look at her face. Aren't all ladies out there Medusas these days? Also, if you're wondering why her dress changed color, it's because this is AI. You can even see one of the snake's heads is actually suspended over her head. Remember this if you hear a woman say it in real life because it might be a trap. Just don't let a Medusa bite you and she'll give you the love bite and you'll fall in love. Moving on, isn't it wild how before cars, horses were used by men as transportation? And yet it's dogs that are considered man's best friend. To be honest though, the majority of people couldn't even afford a horse. By 1900, there were 21.5 million horses and 76.2 million humans in America. Most people didn't own personal horses, yet most could afford a dog. Plus, dogs were domesticated first. Dogs are also loyal, but horses will throw you off the moment they get scared. Number 17, Musk's Department of Government Efficiency tried to rein in government spending, but it looks like nothing stops this train. After all, the boomers need their entitlements. Now Elon says the only way to get the debt under control is if America grows its economy through AI. Otherwise, it's screwed. Elon has finally figured out that if our debt-based monetary system doesn't keep growing, it's going to collapse. I think he knows this, but is just pretending like he did something to help so that when the collapse happens, people won't rise up with pitchforks against him. Up next, Olivia Giuliani says that she's down 50 pounds because she can't afford to eat in Trump's economy. I guess it's only 250 pounds more to go. Funny how inflation was worse under Biden and yet she didn't lose any weight. It's also kind of suspect now, isn't it? And we have the right to be suspicious because at the beginning of the year, she admitted that she was on Ozempic. Looks like her whole life is about how fat she is. Number 19, here's a meme that sums up perfectly what's going on in the culture war. They don't kill you because you're a Nazi. They call you a Nazi so they can kill you. And the first person I saw posting that phrase was Blair White, the trans woman that Elon Musk responded to with a bullseye. When the left demonizes you, it inflames others to go out there and end you. That's why I won't actually show my face in public, because it makes me a target of violence. Moving on, in 2020, 60% of couples met online. Today it's probably much higher. And if you don't have a good profile picture that makes you look like a Chad Roan, then odds are you're going to be single forever. But if you're over 6 feet tall and attractive, then you don't need dating apps. But if you do use them, then you're going to clean up even more. Yet even with all that online dating, Match Group shares, parent company of Tinder, ended up crashing 70%. Number 21, Matt Wallace says that him and his team have gotten at least 25 people fired from work because they're celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I love how cancel culture has finally come from the left, and they're losing their minds. The right is no longer playing nice like they did before. I get the feeling that retribution is coming, and the tolerant right will no longer be so tolerant. When you get rid of the moderate now, you actually get the radical. Up next, check out this discrimination. This internship says that you'll need to be Black, Asian, or some other ethnic minority, as long as it's not white, to be able to apply. Apparently this is illegal in the United States, but apparently not in jolly old England. Looks like racism is acceptable there, just like it is in South Africa, but only against whites. I'm surprised they didn't say no East Asians, like the Japanese or Koreans either, because they're oftentimes seen as honorary whites by the woke communists. Number 23, speaking of Marxists, they steal from people not overtly but covertly, by using fancy words like equality. For that internship, they will say it's all about equal opportunities, and that white folks already have more than enough chances to succeed, so why not give the same opportunity to others, even if it means blatant discrimination? Minorities are taking over the UK and then taking what they want using weasel words like equity for themselves. Moving on, this woman says that she's almost slept with 1,000 people, and she dares you to slut-shame her. No need. She's already spreading her shame of sleeping with 987 people herself. Any high-value man that ever sees this will definitely not want to commit to her. Women like her seem to have convinced themselves that being loose in their caboose and sleeping with a village worth of men is a badge of honor. It's more like a badge of horror. Number 25 and the last one, just imagine how many more fans Taylor Swift would have if she looked like this. Instead, she looks more like this. And yes, this is a real photo and it hasn't been edited. Here's yet another one that shows just how flat her behind really is. There's very little cushion for the push-in, and not to mention her torso looks extremely long for her body. She's also almost 6 feet tall. With that height, no wonder so many women are fans of hers. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.